Mani Shmito Eitel Har Sinai. The parasha starts by Damar Hashem and Moshe Bahar Sinai. Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai. Here's the other thoughts. The Bar Tanur writes, Moshe Kibel Torah from the Rabbeinu Shloim, Shenigla Elov B'Sinai. But there's another pshat that it's a remez of Sinai, that the schus that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to Kabbalat HaTorah was because he was onav mikol adam, and Sinai represents onav. The Medrash says that all the horim were mitvakeach, who's going to be zoicha to Kabbalat HaTorah. And it's interesting because Har Tavor, Medrash brings, Har Tavor was 64 times bigger than Har Sinai. Har Sinai is 500 amos. Har Tavor was 32,000 amos. And it says that the Talmud Chacham is supposed to have Echad Mishminis Shebishminis of Anova. Echad Mishminis Shebishminis is 164th. The Gemara says in Sayyidin Dafei. The Marsha says because if he'll have a little bit more than that, then he's already got. Then it's already 64th and it's got. But the pshat is that 164th is what Har Sinai. The Torah wasn't given on a mishar, on a flat, and it wasn't given in a valley. Because you do have to have Shemina Sheva Shemina. Har Sinai was Shemina Sheva Shemina. It was 164th of Har Tavor. And Dafka, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to the Harvest Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bechlal, Kabbalat HaTorah, because of Ish Moshe Onav Mikol Adam. Mayim Shmita Eitel Har Sinai, the Chassam Sofer writes that Be'emet Shmita is a raya of Torah Mi Sinai, the Havtocha. Who else could give us a Havtocha? That Ba'osas Es Atvua L'Shlosh HaShonim, that the Torah was Mavtiyak, that the Metzias is going to be. Shmita is a raya to Har Sinai, Torah Mi Sinai. That the Torah was able to take the place to say the Havtocha, that it's going to be Ba'osas Es Atvua L'Shlosh HaShonim. But it's a model to Gedach. The Medrash says, and Mr. Tzadik in the Pasuk, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky style, he basically explains based on the Midrash, but the Seder is Modna. He said, Voya ola Oretz, Vishavsa ha Oretz, the Shibi Shemitah. And then it says, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha. L'chayr is Fakeret. First, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah wasn't knowing the 40 years in the Midbar. And then they entered Eretz Yisrael, first was Shei Shonim. And then the Vashona HaShvi is Tishba. The Seder of Pasuk is Fakeret. Vishavsa ha Oretz, Shei Shonim Tizra. So he explains, based on the Midrash, a Mechilta also, the Metzias is that the MS, a Soda, needs to be, you work it for 1 year and then you take a break for 1 year. You work it for 1 year and take a break. You can't do it Beretzef. The Brach over here is that if you're going to do Vishavsa Ha'aretz, so then afterwards it's going to be Shei Shonim. You're going to be able to have 6 years straight. You're not going to have 1 year, yeah, 1 year not. So Taka, that's to say, the first Vishavsa Ha'aretz, Brent the Rhine, the Shei Shonim. The Meshech Chochma writes over here that in these Shei Shonim and Shemitah we don't have Maisris, but during the 6 years, every year of the 6 years you give Maisr Rishoyim, but the other Maisris, it depends. The first, second, fourth, and fifth year is Maisr Sheni, which is better for the Bailam, just he has to eat it with the Har in Yerushalayim, will be poivit. But in the Shona Hashlishis and the Shona Hashishis, it's Maisr Rishon again, always Maisr Rishon, and Maisr Oni. So the Meshech Chochma says there's a remez, no, that's his Loshen. That in Seder Bereishis, the 6 days is parallel to the Sheishonim, a Shemitah year, the Shemitah cycle is called the Shavua, that in the third and the sixth day was Huchbal Kitoiv. It was Huchbal Kitoiv because it's a remez for the fact that you're mative and you give to the Oni. I was Masupik, there's a whole Shaila, there's a big tumult in Yerushalmi, there's certain cases of things that grew in Shemitah based on complex halachas of which year you consider something. If you go with Chanota or Lakita, there's all kind of very detailed halachas. Some places they learned the sugya of Esrog in Masechta Kedushin. Someone once came to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz for a farher, and he said he learned the previous year in Masechta Kedushin. So he asked him a kasha on Davov. He says, Davov we didn't get. So he went and said, okay. So he asked him on Esrog. He says, Esrog we didn't learn. He says, If you got to listen to the Avdal, you should have learned the Sugya of Esrei. Oh, you finished Esrei. I'll put on this very complex case where you can have a fruit that mitzad hilchis shmita. It had certain things that it grew in the shvi'is, but on the other hand, it still might need chi of meisers. But then the shaila becomes: do you give meiser ani, or you give meiser sheni? Because meiser rishon avad, but then the meiser sheni, it's past as meiser sheni always, except for third and the sixth. But it's so it's a theory. There's a tumult in that. I'm trying to think of that, but the Rambam. But the shaila is, we're saying the third and the sixth is chuk puki toy. That's the end of meiser ani. But on the other hand, Shabbos is in ganzen toy. The chveisnish if it would be. Or the suvitrof into the shayla. It says here that you have shmitah, and then you have yovel. The isha mishpachto itashuvu. The isha mishpachto itashuvu. The Gemara Kedushin that says Bob learns out that a nirza goes out by yovel. The Haina we know in Avdiri will always go out by yovel, even if it's during the 6 years he'll go out by yovel. But also a nirza who decided to become an eved nirza, and then be'emes the pasuk says v'hoyu l'cha eved oylam. A nirza works for oylam. On the other hand, over here it says Ishal Mishpachta Teshuvu. So Chazal is out. Lo'olam means Lo'olam Ishal Yoivol. It's a chiddush. What is the interesting to the here? The Gemara of Emes brings a few pesukim that an Eved goes out by Yoivol. Pogaboy Sheish, which is later in the parsha, and also over here by Nirza. The Gemara discusses in Kedushin how do you know which pasuk is by which? And the Gemara says Ishal Mishpachta Teshuvu. The one over here is about Nirza because Eid Adar Shemayi the Ish. The way the Ish is a Nirza. As I say in Gemara of Emes, I want to say there's a marvel because. This big raid in the Achronim, Rav Leib has a big arichas on it in Hilchas Avodim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Hilchas Avodim, on Masechta Avodim, has a pirush barichas. His raya is to say that the emes, a nirza, doesn't just work to yoivel. A nirza works for oilam. The pasuk says, ad oilam. No, when it comes to yoivel, it's maskiya. Meaning there's a lot of raya that by shesh it's not like that, that the emes, if you sell an eved 3 years before yoivel, it's not the pshat that you're selling it for six and yoivel is maskiya. Mitzchim with the mechir is only for yoivel. Mashenkev by Nirtz is Nishtas. The MS ad oilam. But comes Yoivel with Mafkia. There's a lot of Mafkimimus and Mumbus to that. So I want to say a Mabel de Kadiyak. Over here we're dealing with the Psukkim of Yoivel. It says the Psukkim of Shemitah, and then it says the Psukkim of Yoivel. This is a Psukkim here. Ishal Mishpach, but Hilchas Yoivel says he should go out. The other Psukkim that Evidivri goes out by Yoivel, it's much later in the parashas, it's talking about Evidivri. It's saying that Evidivri goes out by Yoivel. Zonge Chazoy. There the Psukkim is going on in the Pog of the Sheish. Hilchas Evidivri says he goes out by Yoivel. But over here, Dafke B'diktuk, I mean, Gemara for a different reason, because V'ish, but B'diktuk Rav, Chazal and Dafke, this is the Pasuk for Nirtza. It's a Pasuk in the Pesukim of Yoivu. You know what it says about an Eved Ivri in a Nirtza? Look in Dvarim, you know what it says? V'avodi lo'oivu! Hilchus Eved Ivri says, V'avodi lo'oivu, taka lo'oivu! No, Hilchus Yoivu says, Isha Mishpach Teshu. It's a Hakof Yoivu. It's punished to the Gedorim from Hilchus Eved Ivri. Hilchus Eved Ivri, Be'emes would have said, V'avodi lo'oivu. That's why it's B'diktuk Rav, that the Yoivu of Nirtza is in the Pesuk Yoivu. The yovel of a regular Eved Ivri is the Gedorim of Hilchas Eved Ivri. Now it's interesting that Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years. Sheish Shanim Yavoid, and over here we have that the yovel is going to go out. There's a Havamin of Yerushalmi that Sheish Shanim Yavoid uvashviyas yetsa lachovshi means shmita. Then an Eved Ivri would go out by shmita, not work for 6 years. Meaning if you sell them a year or two before shmita, we go out by shmita. Sheish Shanim Yavoid. He works for the cycle of the Shemitah, Uva Shvius, but when it comes Shemitah, he goes out. Meaning an Eved Ivri Be'etzim Dalavdaf works for 6 years. He always goes out by Shemitah. The Gemara says, it's Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Kedushim. The Yerushalmi says, Lamaskana, no. That Abad and Eved Ivri works a full 6 years, he can work through a Shemitah. There's no issue that Shemitah takes an Eved Ivri on. The Pella is, and the Achrayim asked the Kasha, if an Eved Ivri would go out by Shemitah, how do you ever have an Eved Ivri that goes out by Yoy? Yovel is the year after Shemitah, right? There's a 7 year cycle of Shemitah. And every 7 cycle is 49 years, and then the 15th year is Yovel. If an Eved Ivri goes out with Shemitah, lot after working 6 years, that's right, Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel, if he's selling 3 years before Yovel. 4 years before Yovel, he goes out by Yovel. The year before Yovel is always Shemitah. If an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah, when would you have a Yetzir of Yovel? Unless you sold them during Shemitah. Meaning Yovel, you can't even sell. The Yovel itself is Mafkir the whole year, but maybe Shemitah not, you sold them during the year of Shemitah. So Lamaisa, Mechoy Rav Shanan Yerushalmi, very interesting, Nakuda. We mark them like this. The Zohar writes that the Emes Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in the Yovel of Yovels, the 50th Yovel since Bria Soilim. 50 Yovels, 50 times 50 is 2500. Isha Mishpachta Tashuvu, Vachamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael, Chamushim, 50 of 50. The 50th Yoibu, the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim by the 50th Yoibu. Now the Kasha is, Frederick Meir Shapiro, the Yidin went out in the year 2448, not in the year 2500. The 50th Yoibu is the year 2500. What are we saying that the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim by the 50th Yoibu? So he says, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara in Erechin, and also we're going to tell it to this Yerushalmi. About every 49 years, you have 7 cycles of Shemitah. And then, of course, the 50th year is Yoibu. But that year 50, is it also year 1 of the next cycle or not? Meaning, Be'etzim, Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the year of Yoibu is the first year of the next cycle. You don't fear the Chereka L'Gedarim of Maestros, it's Yoibu. But the year after Yoibu is already year 2 of the next cycle. Meaning, if you're keeping track, Yoibel is not every 50 years, it's really every 49 years. Every 49 years is Yoibel. Because the year of Yoibel counts as the year number 1 of the next 49-year cycle. There's a 49-year cycle, which of course has, after the 49-year cycle, a Shana of Yoibel. But the Shana of Yoibel is the first year of the next 49-year cycle. So Yoibel is every 49 years. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's beautiful that the Cheshbon is that Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in the year 2448. 2450, it's off by a year. It could be off by a year. But it's not 2500. It's totally the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. And based on this, Rabbi Meir Shapiro wants to say, it says by the snare when Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it says over there, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. Sor lirois is, Hashem saw that he was hesitant. Why was he hesitant? Sor. Sor is 260. We know that the Yidden went out after 210 years when they were in Mitzrayim. 2448 from the Tchilas Habriya. But it was the year 260 that they were in the Mitzrayim itself. They really went after 210. Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant by the snare because he felt maybe they should go out only after 260 years. Why 260 years? Why another 50 years? Because Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe we have to pass in. Of course, the Zohar says that the Yoibel of Yoibel is Yitzias Mitzrayim. He didn't know if we pass in like the Tanna Kamma or Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Tanakhama, that Yoibel is every 50 years, that the year of Yoibel is abstract by itself. It's not year 1 of the next cycle. So Yoibel is every 50 years, that means Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Yoibel of Yoibelos, is in the year 2500. They have to stay in Mitzrayim another 50 years, 260. And that was the Shakal of Ataria by the Sneh, by Yah Hashem, Kisor Lirois. They should stay till 260 years. Lamaita, there's another job from Hashem Shem Astropoli that he said that the reason the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 210 years is because there's the 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef, and they made a pagam in the shame of Eke, which is Gematria 21, is 210. But Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe they would put him in the shame of Yud Kevok, which is 26. Which the 10 Shvatim of Abzeg, 260. This was the Shakla Vatari. If the Yidden should be in the Mitzrayim for 210 or for 260. But to get back, I want to firoyz now for this Yerushalmi. The Meshech Chochma says, Amoyer Dik Chiddush. We know that the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, if Yoibel is every 50 years or every 49 years. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, the year of Yoibel counts as year number 1 of the next cycle. Now, if Yoibel counts as the year number 1 of the next cycle, so then Yoibel is really every 49 years. The Meshech Chochma says that according to the Yerushalmi, it's a different system. Anup Shana Rabbi Yehuda. Shemitah is every 7 years. And every multiple of 7 will be Shemitah. And yes, year 49 is a Shemitah. And regardless of the fact that the next year is Yoibel, the cycles of Shemitah continue. And every 7, every multiple of 7 is Shemitah. Now, believe Keshe to that. Every 50th year is Yoibel. It's two different paths. Every 7th year is Shemitah. Every 50th year is Yoibel. Not that Yoibel is year 1 of the next cycle, not that Yoibel stands out by itself. It's Pasha, two different paths. If you're catching what we're saying, Yoibel is not always the year after Shemitah. Every 350 years it is. But otherwise, it's Pasha, Yoibel could sometimes be the year of Shemitah, or year 1 of the cycle, year 2 of the cycle, year 3 of the cycle. Every 50th year is Yoibel, every 7th year is Shemitah. One has nothing to do with the other. Which can answer up that the Yerushalmi had a Havamina, that an Evidibri goes out by Shemitah. We ask if an Evidibri goes out by Shemitah, how is it that he goes out by Yoibel? What's the problem? Yoibel came before Shemitah. Yoibel is not the year after Shemitah. Yesh bezar riches dvarim over Faranandramo. Now the Pasuk says, V'yishavtem al ha'oretz lo vetach. Rav David Feinstein writes that Shemitah and Yoibel, and keeping Shemitah and Yoibel is an insurance policy. Lo vetach. Lo vetach is gematria 49. You want to stay another 49 years? Keep Shemitah and Yoibel. That's your insurance policy that you'll get to stay in Eretz Yisrael another cycle to be betach. And it's interesting, the Balaturim writes that betach in Atbash For those that got up to the where's the name and Aleph by Akola, I don't got that far. The Dal. Rashi brings Atbash. Actually brings Atbach. Yeah, correct. Yeah, those don't enough. Yeah. But Atbash is 410, which is the amount of years that the first Beis HaMikdash Taka stood. Now it's very interesting. It says that we had the Parsha of Shemitah, we had the Parsha of Yovel, and then in the middle it looks like an interruption. It says, V'chisoyma armanoicha al bashon hashviyis. And Hashem says, don't worry, get tiviti as berchosi. Rabbi Elazar Pian writes, and the emes is similar in the Sifurin and the Malbim, there's two kinds of brachas by Shemitah and Yovel. There could be a mahalach that the person doesn't even ask at all. The pure darga of bitochen. And then, you won't even need the brachas. It's bracha b'toich meyav, and the regular Yovel itself will be able to be makayinim. The chisoymer, if you're already asking questions, then the Eberstein has to go out in the Gidroi and make separate an ace. Now the purpose of this whole Shemitah Yovel is, of course, to bring through the message, like the Pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz lo yisi mocher latzmisus." When the karka goes back by Yovel the Moshel, that means you're never selling karka forever. Ki geirim v'toshovim atem imodi. We're only here temporarily. It's all a rental. Maskir v'soicher. We're not here buying something permanently. It's a temporary situation that we're here. There's a famous maestro that they bring from Avchaim Volozhin that two Bali Dvorim came to him finding about a certain sodeh. Zeloi merkulei shali, v'zeloi merkulei shali. And Avchaim Volozhin went to the karka. He said he wants to see where the karka was. He came to the sodeh where the two people were fighting, the Bali Dvorim, and he sprayed himself ois and lied down on the karka and put his ear, and he says, interesting. Zeloi merkulei shali, v'zeloi merkulei shali. But the karka says, arvayu shali. Eventually, that's where you end up. Shemitah and Yovel is to put into proportion a little bit that a person has to realize sometimes how he puts so much emphasis on something that's relevant for such a small amount of time. I'm not talking now for the 70, 80, 90 years we'll be here. Sometimes a person so disproportionately puts preparation and emphasis and chashivas to something that's only going to be for 2 minutes or for a half hour or for a week or whatever it is, and it's so disproportionate to what is reality. That's the checklist of Shemitah and Yovel, that it's all temporary. Ki geirim v'toshovim atem imodi. So it's a message beyond that. It says, b'hemshech in the parasha, al tikach me'idoi neshech v'tarbis. The targum, Yerushalmi, and it's brought down in Tosfos Bava Metzia, and Ezu Neshech, brings down that someone that's malve beribis won't be zoichet to tchias hameisen. He brings a makor from a medrash, a targum Yerushalmi, someone that's not going to, someone that's malve beribis is not going to be zoichet to tchias hameisen. That brings an interesting story, which is connected to what we just said before, where the things are permanent. There's a maisa with Rabbi Kiva Egert. There was once a person from Poznan, that's where Rabbi Kmega was Gerov, and he was a mouth of a ribbis, and the emes was, did a lot of avlis to a lot of the people in the shtot and in the svivos and in the glilos there, and he took a lot of money from people with mouth of a ribbis, shalika din, and he was a kid a lot, nishna, life dimension. Anyways, when he was finally nifter, the Chevra Kadisha charged the mishpacha an exorbitant price, assuming to get some of the money back to some of the people, but they overcharged them, and the mishpacha of this person went to the shulton and complained, Vaseik, there's a standard price, it's that fee for the Chevra Kadisha, and they took Rabbi Kveig, they called Rabbi Kveig, he was the Rav of Shtot, they called him in, and he said, it's very poshut. The Chevra Kadisha has a set price for the kever, it's real estate, and it's a rental fee. Anachnu maminim that Mashiach is coming, and Tchias HaMeisim could be any time now, and it's a temporary fee. It's probably expensive, but it's a temporary fee. This fellow, because of Tosfos in Bava Metzia that Ayin that says that he was a Malva Brivitz, he's not. He's here for a law of more permanent situation. He has to be charged more. They accept it as they get the Maisa. Now, someone once asked the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe was very sharp, and he would answer sometimes questions as though people didn't understand right away what he meant. But someone once asked him, how come it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch? You open up a Yerudeya, Hilchas Ribbis is in Yerudeya. It doesn't say, it should say, something the Machaber says, Dover Zechomer Ma'oy, it should say, Hilchas Ribbis, if you malo beribbis, ain't it come with Chisa Mason? Why is it not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So the Sam Rebbe, right off the cuff, said, okay, the Shach brings it. Shach is the main Marav in the forest. The Machaber doesn't make the Shach brings it. The person went through the Shach, the whole Shach of Yeridale. Not put down in the Shach. So the Maisa, what the Sam Rebbe meant is that the Shach, he printed his Sefer in the year Tov Zayin, 370 years ago. And he wrote a poem on the entire Shulchan Aruch, where each stanza of the poem is representing a keta of Hilchos Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Dayanim, Hilchos Mal Vavoyva, and in Choshe Mishpat and in Yeridei. And he made a poem on the Shulchan Aruch. And every stanza ends with words that are gematria 407, to be meramez on the fact that he was printing this in the year 407, Tuf Zayin. And the keta about ribis tak ends off someone that's malva ribis layokutz imanu. Layokutz imanu was 407. So the Shach brings it in the poem. That's what the Sam Rebbe meant. The Shach brings it in the. Now at the beginning of the parasha, to tie back in now, we have counting 6 years for Shemitah and then Yovel, and the Rishonim parallel this to Sfiras Ta'omer. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in last week's parsha writes by Sfiras Ta'omer, and he says he's mesupik that it's possible that by Shemitah and Yovel also there's a din of Sfira that you're supposed to count. And the Chinuch brings it, and the Minchas Chinuch also declares, when do you count? Bezdin would count, I guess, Leil Rosh Hashanah every year. Hashanah Zu Shna Rishayna L'Shemitah or Sheni, or they would count it. Shehem Shloisha Shavuos Shisha Yomim. If it would be every cycle of Shemitah is a Shavua. And we, of course, pass them like the Tanakam, according to the Bavli, that the 50th year is Yovel, etc. And there would be a din of Sfira. And the Akoreim on the Sufik is there a din of Tamimis. Let's say you missed one year. Can you still count? Can you still count? I mean, the Ramban says he's Mesufik if it was with a Bruch. He says he's Mesufik. He says, Ulai Sofru. Maybe they count it every year. And again, if you miss one year, it's probably the Machalik, it's Tyson the Bahag. If a person missed Sfira Soimer. Now, the Gra in Kol Eliyahu, very interesting here, brings. There's a machloek is Rishonim, of course, what's the nusach of Sfira Soimer? The Sfaradim say Loimer before they say the weeks and Ashkenaz and that. And there's a lot of other nuances of exactly how we say it. Shisha ve'esrim yoim shehein. The Goyim says the diak and the lashon of pasuk over here v'safarta l'cho sheva shafsei shonim sheva shonim sheva poanim v'hoyim l'cho yimei sheva shafsei tashonim teishav arvoyim. He learns out from the diktukel lashonis here what's the proper nusach of exactly how you count Sfiras Ha'omer, paralleling it to Sfiras Shemitah B'Yoyos. L'maita Toysen Menachas also brings down that yet they would count with a bracha Sfiras Shonim of Shemitah B'Yoyos. The Shaila is, the Chinuch has the Kasha, and the Emes, the Noi, the Behuda has a bigger richas in this in Tshuva. There's a din also by Zov, by an Isha that's Tomei, has to count Shiva Nekiyim. Not when by Nidan, by Ziva, she has to count Shiva Nekiyim before she's able to be Torah L'Bailah. And it says, V'sofrullah. And from there we learn out, according to a lot of Rishonim, the din of Edoch and Emebisurin, because how does the husband know? He trusts her, V'sofrullah. Frek tich the Kasha, and Toysis asks the Kasha, Menachas, and Ksubis, how come there's no din of Sfira with a bracha? There should be a din that she should say, Ayoyim Yoyim Rishayim L'Ziv, Ayoyim Yim Sheni, and maybe even with a bracha. So Toysis says, Shema Tister. See, over there she has to see Sheva Nekiyim. And since it's going to, if she sees Dam in middle, it doesn't count. Meaning she counted, she's up to the third, fourth day, but then she sees Dam, you have to start again. It's not like Sfira Soimra, just make sure not to forget, right? Don't remember to not forget to say Sfira Soimra for Dam, they're only that thing, right? But by Ziva, it's not up to you, it's Menashamayim. If Dam comes, you have to restart. So there's a Sfira in Taisus. One place he says, since Shema Tistar, so therefore it's not good, I have to make a Bruch. Just it's going to be Bruch of Atol. See, Sfira Soimer is not so poshut if it's a brach levatol. Even if in the end you forgot, it could be what you did until now, maybe. It's not poshut if it was brach levatol. No. But here, there's a more of a shash, it's going to be a brach levatol. So the Shlo brings down that it's meduyik and toisis, that it might be a shash of brach levatol, and that's why it's not roi for the isha to make a brach, but it's mashna that she should take a count. And pashtus, the oilam is not noyik like that. The oilam is noyik. The isha knows that she was machzik tara on Tuesday, so she has a chesed. Next Tuesday is the day she's going to be mutter. She doesn't count Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, second day. It's not a din sfira. Of a tesis will be meduyik over there, that is, if it's a din sfira, she don't make a bracha because of the chash that maybe shematista. So there's a big arichas in the Pesach about this, whether there's taka din sfira by Zog. If there's not, why not? So So the night of Yehuda goes and explains very poshut. The Chinuch Memes already asks, how do you know when v'safra, or usfartem lochem, or by Sphira, or over here by Shemitah, v'safartem lochem, how do you know that it's didn't to count, that you have to say, ayoyim yoyim rishon, to count, and when it's just to know? So Pshat is poshut. Sphira so'aymer that avada, and v'shemitah also lochem, the mitzvah was the Eivishter wants us to count. Memes says, we could already make a cheshbon, make a luach, work it out, figure out that Shavuos this year is going to be on a Maitzah Shabbos, we have it down pat. Okay? It's going to be right next to Parshas Nosei, or Ben Midrash from Chutzlar, but we have it down. So what's the Torah saying to count? Because the Torah wants you to count every single day. Count every day, make every day count. Understand? The Pshat by Sfira Zov, maybe you don't have to count. With a Nusach, Hayoyim, Yoyim, Rishon. Over there, it's not time she could say, oh, I don't know what the Cheshbon is going to be Tuesday next week. Because maybe she'll see down. Maybe there will be a Hepsik. So there, the Safar Delucha, and that's what Tosfos means, but not that you can't make a bracha because it's going to be bracha Lavatol. But by Sfira of Zov, where it's possible that it might not be finalized, where it's going to be, things might change. So there, the Safar Delucha doesn't have to mean you might just go every day and say today the first day, the second. But you keep a cheshbon, make sure there's no dam, keep a cheshbon. The Sfira over there is making sure there's no dam, keeping it shiv and a keen. But by Sfira Zomer, I mean, you work it out. The second day of Pesach, well, I'm going to Shabbos, so that's what's going to be. If you have it then. There, obviously, the Sefarat Lucha means we want you to count. It's another short fight. You count every day because you want every day to count. The MS is, it says in the Sfarim that on Pesach, the Yidden went out of the Chamishim, the Memtes Shari Tumma, they weren't going to fall, if they would fall into the Nun Shari Tumma, the Eivishter wouldn't be able to save them. The Pshat is because there was a Havtocha to Avraham Avinu on Klal Yisrael, but if they would have fallen into the 50th Shar, it's not that Metzius who we were talking about. It would become Ois Kemet. And the Aruch Chaim said that's only Koidim Antar, Lachma Antar, a person can come out of Nun Shar Yitoma. But on Leil Pesach, it was Yisra'ua, the Le'ela, the Rabbanu Shalom took them up. And of course, we go through the 49 days and we count them, and we make them count, every single one of them, in order to do the avoida by ourselves. I heard a beautiful mussel of a fellow who had a huge multinational business all over the world, and he had this huge building in Manhattan, 50 stories high, and on the top floor was his office. And he had a Ben Yochid, who was a very nice, capable 27-year-old, who knew, and he had an MA and a DA and all these things, and he called him in and said, sit here in the office on the top floor for a month and feel comfortable, this is where you're going to be. And then he sent him down to the first floor and said, you saw what it's all about? Now work your way up, slowly. I don't know what the story was, but the point is to, he went up with the elevator right away in the beginning then, but then there's an arbit of step by step working on it and doing your own avoida. There's a shiloh when we count Sfira Sa'imer. What was today? What is today? 26? What if you say chavov? You don't say, you didn't say esrim v'sheish. You said hayom chavov yomim lo'aymer. Or on the 17th, you said hayom toiv yomim lo'aymer. If you said aleph base, are you yaitzim? So it's interesting. I saw the Rogachov said al hagdoro. He asked a sphira. It says by the Kohen Gadol, when he would throw the dam on the kippur, they would count and say in the davening, achas, achas va'achas, achas v'shtayim. He didn't just say Aleph Beis. On the other hand, there's a Mishnah, like Abimai Sabahim, which is the end of the next parsha. It says in the Mishnah in Bechairis, when you count at the Mai Sabahim, you count at Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So he says, is Aleph Beis Gimel good, or you have to say Achash Laim Shalosh? So he says, it depends. By Mai Sabahim, it's a Mispar Siduri. Sakakol, the point of the number is because you need to get to 10. And if you know 10, like we said before about the counting, it's just a hesitance to know to get there. But sometimes it's a mispar hechlekti. Every hazoya counts, and every day of sphira counts. And therefore he says, maybe by ma'aseh behemah you can count it out aleph beis gimel. But by hazoya on Yom Kippur, or by sphira sa'omer, he wanted to be noted that you have to take a say esrim v'sheish. Because it's not just chavav v'zayin, that's just a attempt to get to something. When you're counting it and making it count, you have to say the number. Lefiza, I wanted to say a chiddush, we know that the shloah has a chumrah, that by Sfira Ziva even, maybe there's no bracha, but the Inyan she should count, I was mesupik. Even if someone wants to be makma like the Shloah, Maybe it suffices for it to say Aleph Beis Gimel. It's not Yenidin of saying Achas Ushtayim. Now, there's a Shaila also, it's in Saman Ama'akev, but it's interesting whether we say Lo Oimer or Ba Oimer, different in Haganer. It's Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Mestam it's not Ma'akev. Mestam if a person even some of the nights said one way and some the other way, it's fine. If he says both nights, both ways, because he wants to be have Nervin, it's also fine, maybe. But Lo Oimer and Ba Oimer. Now, Lamaisa, we call it Lag Ba Oimer. I never heard anyone saying he's going away. I mean, he shouldn't go away, but he's going away for Lag Ba Oimer. It's Lag Ba Oimer. Now, why don't we say Lag Ba Oimer? So Lachar is right that the real Masuch is Ba Oimer. Now, the Emes says the Ramaz Girsa is Ba Oimer, and the Ramaz Yartzeit is on Lag Ba Oimer, and therefore the Chach on his Yartzeit, we should say the way he feels it should be, and that's why we say Lag Ba Oimer. But I heard what's a different shot. If you want to learn that it's Ma'akiv, you know what the Chazan is supposed to be careful not to say what the night is, only what last night was, because if he accidentally says that he might not be he might be Yoitz already, then he can't make the bracha. So couldn't I punk faket? Maybe, since a lot of people are saying when it's Shnayim Shloshim Yoyim La'Omer in the afternoon, and everyone's saying, when are you going to Rav Shimon for Lag Ba'Omer? So since Fakert, it's a raya that the real Nusach is La'Omer, and you want to carefully avoid not saying the correct way, Le'ikuva, so you say, the Oilam is called it Lag Ba'Omer, and it's not called Lag La'Omer. But this, of course, is all, not like the Rosh Chavar, who says, you're not Yoyitz if you say Lag, you have to say Shloshim B'Shosh. There's a famous Yisoy, just to continue on this, the Dvar Avram says a Yisoy, that Sfiras HaOmer is not a din on Mira. Sfiras HaOmer is a din Sfira, you have to count. And he says a few Chidushim Udina, we'll speak out a few of them. Everyone knows that the concept of Shemea Ka'oina. A person could be Moitzi you in Kriyashma and Brachas, in Tefillah, in different Gedorim, when and the details of this, but there's a concept of Shemea Ka'oina, Kiddush. Someone else says it, and you listen, and it's as if you said it. The Morgan Avram says, Bemis at the Machaber, it says, Kol Echot Soifer La'atzman. So, Musar Dikit has to do with Yen Horti. You have to count it yourself. Mitzrayim Hashem took us out already. Now, you have to do this job yourself. You can't have someone else count for you. You can't listen in to someone else. You have to count it yourself. But the Morgan Avram brings that there's not even Shemea Ko'inah. On the Brocha, yet. On the Brocha Sphere, so someone can be Moiti. But on the Sphere, there's no Shemea Ko'inah. The Dvar Avram explains it's because this is Nishkin Sale. Maybe it's Gezokt. But it's not counted. Similarly, there's a Shaila, there's a famous Tshuva Rabbi Kveger, if you can write Sfira Sa'imer. It was a famous Tshuva that Rabbi Kveger actually has, the Chilufei Mechtavim with his uncle, Rabbi Binyamin Eger. It was written during his Sheva Brachas. And he has a big Arichas through all of the Shas, whether you're allowed to be Yoitza writing, as opposed to saying. Amongst the topics he handles is Sfira Sa'imer. I think that's how the Tshuva opens up. But he goes, of course, to Hilchas Shavuos, to his Brachas. He has a Shaila, a guy can write a Bracha, but if he writes Yud Kevavke, maybe he was over the lab of saying Hashem's name. He wrote Yud Kevavke. But again, you have to know if that's called counting. Which, Lamashal, is the person Yoytz Sfira Sa'imer with sign language. I'm not sure if that's counting. You know, Chaz is asking you and you start giving him all these kind of things. Although, interesting, someone wanted to know, are you Yoytz Sfira Sa'imer if you say, you know, there's a remez in Lam Natech Ben Ginois, and there's other remez Malki Kabbalah Chesed Gvura. If you say today is Teferes Shabbat Teferes, are you Yoitz? And the answer is no, because that's not a number. It's very clearly, you know, we know the rules which say Teferes Shabbat Teferes is. Yeah, but it's not a number. But if you say today is the square root of 81, maybe it is. Or if today is 52 minus. But if you say, or even a complex mathematical equation, maybe that, yeah, that's a number. Okay, you have to find what a number is now. A number may be a yaitzah. But to say something that very clearly alludes to which day of spirit is, but it's not a number, then you wouldn't be yaitzah. Because you have to count. The Dvar Avram rather with this says also that there's no sfeika d'yoyimah by Sfira Sa'imer. Even if someone the emes wasn't sure. He says you can't say today is maybe the 26th and maybe the 20th. You can't do that. That's not counting. There's no sveikah d'yoyim. He wants to say a chiddush even at the times when they really didn't know, when there was al shluchim, they weren't able to do the sefirah. They weren't there. What could you do? There's no such thing as counting maybe today is. A number is counting vayfun mochot. There's a huge machlokes rishonim, a sefirah sa'imer is 49 separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. Of course, the basic nafkamina being, if someone missed one night, he can't continue counting. Now, a lot of people are unaware According to a lot of Rishonim, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. In which case, for sure, even if you missed one night, you can continue. If it's one big mitzvah, then you can't. The Olam is knowing, even if they missed one night and missed the entire following day, to nevertheless continue counting, because there's chach shitas in the Rishonim that it's separate. But you can't make a bracha, because the suffix bracha is lakula, and it's not so pashit if you could make a bracha. But the mashal, what if a person forgot one day of Sfira, and it's the entire next morning day he forgot also, and it's already 35 minutes after Sfira? Maybe he still can count yesterday's bracha, because he can say maybe, like Rabbeinu Tam, get that in again, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not this money. Then you already have a fake, because it could be he's still been chaparan. And it could also be that maybe it's two separate mitzvahs. So maybe then already it's not so pashut. But you have to realize, the best thing is to ask someone else to make the bracha for you. Someone once went to the Brisker Rav, and he told him, I want you to please make the bracha Sfiras Ayin for me, because I forgot one day, and I want to be yotze with you in the bracha. So the Rav told him, why me? There's plenty of people in Zaman. What do you have to do? My bracha after that. He says, on anyone else, I'm choishish. Maybe they also forgot one night and one day, and they personally don't even remember. The guy's, maybe he doesn't even realize, maybe he also batched up and he doesn't even know it. I mean, I trust the guy. I'll go to someone and say, oh, I also forgot. I'm a bad form, but I'm already going to lie, yeah? But maybe, with the Rav, I'm vaday that he didn't forget a night. Someone else, maybe I'm a supik. So the Brisker Rav told him, you're making a toyous goal. You totally missed the boat of the circuit. He says, you missed already one night. So do you have still a mitzvah or not? It's a machlokes. Like some Rishonim, it's a separate mitzvah every night, and then you can make the bracha yourself. If it's a tzad, then it's one big mitzvah. On the tzad, it's one big mitzvah, you batched up. Now, you're going to go ask someone else to make the bracha for you. Let's say that person taka forgot one night also. Mamonoshach. On the tzad, that it's one big mitzvah and you batched up, there's anyways no mitzvah for you. There's nothing for you to do. You're wasting your time anyway. You want to be yoitz on the tzad, that it's taka separate mitzvah. Now you're scared to make a bracha, because maybe not. But if he's making a bracha, it's a good bracha. It's either a bracha or a tala, but you anyways don't have a mitzvah, or it's a good bracha. There's no reason to doubt to hear it from someone that vada is making the bracha. On the tzad, that it's taka one big mitzvah and you batched up, you talk about that. There's nothing for you to do. There's no halva gemata mitzvah. So there's no reason to doubt to hear it from me. That's what the Brisker Rav told. The minhag is that any person whose birthday is anywhere between Pesach and Shavuos, so on the year of his bar mitzvah, or l'arba'asar, this foreign right, before your bar mitzvah, or l'arba'asar, before the 14th year, boit kines achamet, that's when the gates of horror is coming into you, and you have to start making a bedika, l'or aner, the ner and nishmas odom, and be boit be chayr and v'stokin. But the minhag is anyone that becomes bar mitzvah during Pesach and Shavuos, at least part of his Mitzvah Drosh is about the Shaila of the Menchus Chinuch. That's Mesupik. If a person becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the day between Pesach and Shavuos, can he do and continue Sfiras Ayin with the Bracha? Now the Shaila is Nechlak L'kama Halokim, depending on how many times you heard this by Bar Mitzvah, but there's a few different issues. First of all, there's an issue if the Katan in fact did as Chinuch count until day 17 when he was becoming Bar Mitzvah. And the question is, can what he did bekatnusoy mashlim and mamshich for him? And on one hand, there's a chaf to say, on one hand, no, he was a katan, it's only the rabbanan. Anyways, only the rabbanan. But it was trained the rabbanan. But on the other hand, the pshat is to say, but he didn't have the key mitzvah of a gadol. So there's a mahalach to say, you're right. Over chach he was doing chinuch until now. Maybe he should continue with a bracha of yenidin of chinuch, which tremendous chinuch, that even regardless, he still also has chach yenidin. That the din chinuch is mamshach. That's one gang to say. A little insulting to the bar mitzvah bacher to say that, but that's one mahal that when he's continuing, taka can't do it alzgadus, because alzgadus taka felt in the mitzvah, but he's mamshach the chinuch that he did. But if I had to do that, it better make sure that he didn't miss even one night on the katan that he did. There's another nidin. If maybe even the katnusoy is able to be yoytzi klape when he was begadlus, and the Menchus Chinuch of course tells this too to someone who makes kiddush by plaga mincha, can he be yoytzi even lagavi Shabbos dayraisa and a katan that was in begadlus between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni and dozens of other cases that he tells this too. But I want to just bring out one akuda. Maybe there's a special series of Omer Dika Hadgosha over here. Sava called it the union of tmimos, that all the days have to be counted. So maybe it's not necessary that, maybe along the way, all those other cases, a cotton can't be moiti atma in a mitzvah, masha also shil gadlusa. But here, maybe you don't need that. Lamais, now he's going to let me start and find. I have to be b'shlemus? B'shlemus it is. This bar, ayandu. He counted. Not that what he did b'katnas could be moiti his chiyuv. It doesn't have to be moiti the chiyuv. Now he is a bar for you. I have to be counting the 17th day and having had counted the first 16. He did. In mitzias, he did. Not that he was yoit or something. But it's not go for the b'shlemus of the mitzias of the tmimos. Maybe it's enough. Which gets us, of course, back to the main yisoy, that the preparation, of course, to count these days is to make all the days count.
That's a good thing.
That's not pressure.
Everybody's not going to let